Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:55 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines every morning at this time. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
And the warnings are back out again. Barbecue season, food-related illnesses. Get that instant thermometer out. Check the meat temperatures.
That's right. Health Canada estimates that every year there are 11 million cases of food-related illnesses. That's about one for every three people in Canada, usually due to E. coli and Salmonella, bacteria that tend to thrive under conditions where meat and chicken are not cooked well or the food is left out after being cooked for several hours, especially for chicken. And so the recommendations are, as always, storing the meat appropriately, keeping it in a refrigerator or cooler for raw meat at 4 degrees Celsius or 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, and coolers should be packed a lot with ice and kept out of direct sunlight. And also the cutting boards, utensils, anything that raw meat has touched, it's very important to wash those off after you're done. And also to wash your hands afterwards to avoid cross-contamination. Because if you're working on those boards, then you go to the barbecue, you touch the barbecue utensils, and it's hot outside, boy, you're talking about a great breeding ground for bacteria on those utensils to cross-contaminate the foods. And if you're measuring temperatures, if you're making burgers that are very well done, you're usually pretty good. If there's no pink in the meat, that's fine. But for people who have meat that is sort of medium or medium rare, you want to make sure that the temperature of the meat approaches about 71 degrees or 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and using a thermometer, a digital thermometer, to be sure that the burgers that you're doing are going to be safe to use. But washing the thermometer in between if you can, in order to make sure, again, that you're not going to contaminate other areas of the barbecue. Again, because if you're checking the meat and it's not at that temperature, you're contaminating that thermometer and as a result can spread that bacteria around. So it's basically common sense stuff. Everybody should enjoy themselves and not have to worry about getting stomach cramps and diarrhea after having a nice barbecue with a lot of friends.
Yeah. And so that those little quick digital instant thermometers are the trick.
Yeah, and if you sort of have something beside the barbecue just to put the thermometer in, either it can be a soapy water to rinse off or something to get rid of the residue on the thermometer, you'll be just fine.